How do I avoid burnout while learning English? I'm Joseph. This is Input English. The Input English channel provides comprehensible input for English language learners. Comprehensible input is a terrific way to improve your English. If you need more information on how comprehensible input works, I have a lot of videos on that that explain it in detail. So let's get started with our topic. How do we avoid burnout? Well, first of all, what is burnout? People talk about burnout. What is it? Burnout is a state of mental, emotional, and perhaps physical exhaustion, usually attributed to chronic stress. That sounds like something that we want to avoid, right? Indeed. How do we avoid burnout in our English language journey? Well, there are three distinct categories as we approach this. One, mindset. Two, things that we should not do. And three, things that we should definitely do to avoid burnout. Let's begin with mindset. Our attitude about our language learning has a lot to do with how the program unfolds. If we look at it as drudgery, something we dread, something we don't enjoy, failure is the most likely outcome. If, on the other hand, we approach language learning with a sense of adventure, with an expectation of success, and if we enjoy the process, we are going to succeed. There are two things to keep in mind as you look at your mindset related to learning English. One is the method we are using, comprehensible input, is a solid approach to the English language. The English language is very complicated. The pronunciation is unpredictable. The grammar is super complex and inconsistent. It's far too complex to memorize, so by far the best way to address the English language is to acquire it with comprehensible input. Comprehensible input is not a new fad in language learning. It goes back more than 50 years, and it has solid scientific underpinnings. Another thing to keep in mind as you approach learning English with comprehensible input is our brain is designed for this task. The human brain learns automatically. With the human brain, learning is inevitable. With enough exposure to a new language, you will acquire it. It's relentless. There are definitely things you don't want to do while you learn English with comprehensible input. All of these don'ts have to do with comparisons. The human brain not only is good at learning languages, but it's also good at making comparisons. And some comparisons can interfere with your progress. Number one, don't compare yourself to others. Everybody learns at their own pace. There may be similarities, but there's no reason to establish a competition between you and other people. You will learn the language as you learn the language, automatically, as you stay in contact with good, comprehensible input. One of the ways that we can compare ourselves with others is by taking unnecessary tests. Now, I recognize that there are times we have to take a test to demonstrate our proficiency in English. If you're applying for a scholarship, if you're applying for entrance into a school, if you're applying for a job, those are three examples where demonstrating your proficiency may be required of you. In that case, simply take the test. But if you don't have a requirement foisted upon you where you have to take a test, then I would say don't take tests. In general, they don't help you. they can harm your program because they can give you a more pessimistic look at your progress. They can quash your enthusiasm. You also don't learn much from taking a test. You're better off spending that time getting more input. We don't want to compare our skills in our native language with our skills in the target language. Your skill with the target language will always be lower than your skill with your native language. It's not helpful to make that comparison. We need to avoid comparing the way we learned in school with the way we're learning with comprehensible input. In school, our goal was performance on a test, and the timeline in school was relatively short between our learning process and our testing. Our goals with comprehensible input are very different than the goals of a school. We want to acquire the language so that we know it intuitively, and we want to be able to produce that language naturally. So comparison between our experiences in school and our experiences with comprehensible input are simply not helpful. The last comparison that I would advise you to avoid is the comparison between our proficiency with the language and our expectations. If we set unrealistic expectations of how quickly we're going to acquire a language, the comparison between our perceived level of proficiency and our expectations can lead to burnout. Avoid unrealistic expectations. When dealing with all these temptations to compare ourselves to something else, I would advise we be kind to ourselves. We need to understand that we are learning in a natural way and that the learning will progress naturally. There are definitely several things we do want to do while learning English. The first one is to relax and enjoy the process. Your learning will be gradual. It may seem slow, but it is relentless, and given enough time, it will be highly successful. We should trust the method and relax. Number two, we should choose some degree of variety. Doing exactly the same kind of input all the time can be boring. It's not stimulating enough for our mind, and so you're much better off to have a little bit of diversity of input so that you stay interested. Now, that can happen many ways. If you're getting a lot of input from this channel, then that variety is baked into the channel. No two episodes are alike. In addition to the variety that's baked into this channel, you can choose variety as you choose your input. Once your level of comprehension is high enough, then you can choose podcasts and audiobooks. That's a tremendous way to get variety in your input. We should choose consistency. As I've said in other videos, I like habits to foster consistency. Rather than trying to learn Spanish based on willpower, what I did was establish that A, I wanted to learn Spanish, and B, during my day, I was going to build habits so that certain times of the day, I would habitually get input. For instance, when I'm driving in my car, you can bet I'm getting input. And the last thing that we should definitely do as we approach learning English is we should expect success. You're not going to be defeated by the English language because comprehensible input is here, it's solid, and it's capable. Between the excellent method, comprehensible input, and the human brain, you should be undefeatable if you're patient enough to stick with it over a long enough period of time. intentionally learning a new language is very different than most things we approach in life. In my opinion, it is most similar to learning to play a musical instrument. A professional violinist will tell you that he or she never stops learning. There is no finish line. There is no point at which they have arrived. They're always striving to get better. In life, we seldom take on projects that require this much time to attain our goal. We're talking about thousands of hours, and in order for comprehensible input to work, we need that much contact with the language. Also, choosing to learn a second language is a race with no finish line. At no point will the project ever be completed. As we learn a language by comprehensible input, we need to guard against outside influences that harm our progress. One I've already mentioned, that is unnecessary testing. And the other is distraction. The 21st century is marked by unbelievable levels of distraction available to us. If you're using YouTube as a platform to get comprehensible input content, you will also be presented with a lot of distractions or potential distractions that can actually slow your progress. We need to guard against unnecessary distractions. I invite comments below, and if you like videos like this, be sure to click on this one next. See you soon.